More arrests, more vandalism. Napuama County has been moving wind turbines into place at its job site in Kahuku. But police report vandals have tried to damage the equipment over the weekend, and they're asking for the public's help to hold those responsible accountable for their actions. This morning, we talked with Sherry Minor McNamara of the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce about the escalation of criminal property damage.
We are concerned as to what it will portray Hawaii as a place to do business. We believe Hawaii needs outside investment so that we can continue to grow a healthy economy. And so what's going on now, we're definitely concerned of what that will do to future investment. We believe in civil disobedience. We believe in the constitutional right to protest. However, when it goes beyond that, that's where we have a concern. And, you know, we're closely watching what is going on. And I think we really need to start being more deliberate and thoughtful as to what we need to do to address what's going on and how can we address the issues but do it in a very thoughtful, collaborative way.
The protesters believe that they're protecting the aina, but what does it say when we see those acts of vandalism with what happened overnight with the turbine and then also what happened last week with the power pole getting cut?
We can understand some of the reasons, and when you look back at the history as well as what has transpired, we understand and we need to learn and respect the culture and ensuring that, and we need to honor the culture and respect our communities, but while ensuring opportunities for future generations. But when we start going beyond the civil disobedience and going beyond what we're seeing right now, that raises concerns. And, you know, with these projects, they have followed the process. And in some of these projects, such as TMT, need to follow the rule of law, whether we like the decision or not. That's the rule of law, and it needs to be upheld. And once we go against that, then who knows what could happen? And do we as a state, can we afford that? And we cannot afford that. We're looking, we have discussions about diversification. We have discussions for years about that. We have clean energy goals. We have affordable housing issues, cost of living. And so here we are encouraging projects, encouraging investment, encouraging initiatives to address these areas. But yet, if we have obstruction to these projects that will help address these areas, then that raises concerns because now we're looking at the impact on our communities and the livelihood of our state.
Law enforcement has stepped up, and they're asking for the public's help in solving these crimes. The protesters, I think, are trying to distance themselves from the folks that are actually behind those acts of vandalism. The protesters believe what they're doing is protecting the aina, that they are using kapu aloha and nonviolence. But, you know, certainly I think when you have instances where public safety might be involved, particularly with the power lines getting cut, the power pole, that's a concern.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime there's an issue relating to health and safety, it does really raise the red flag. And we hope that these actions will not escalate. We do encourage discussions. We do encourage people to raise their concerns, express their perspectives, because that's important. That's part of the process. But when we start impacting the health and safety of our communities, of the people, then that certainly is something that we cannot endorse. And so we need to have, and I guess this is the lesson moving forward, but step back and look at what's going on now. And moving forward, we need to start listening more to each other. We need to engage with each other. We need to connect with each other and talk with each other. But with the current situation, this is not happening. And again, going back to the rule of law, going back to the process, it's been done, and we need to accept and move forward. And there'll be other challenges as well, and there'll be other issues. And so if we can learn from what's going on now and apply it to future challenges and issues, then hopefully we can change the conversation and the mindset and the dynamics of the discussions.
Have you had a chance to talk to officials with AES?
Not with AES directly.
The company has contributed, I think, like $4.5 million in community benefits to offset the impact of those windmills. I'm just wondering how they're looking at this, you know, display of pushback from the community.
Yeah, you know, we know that companies in Hawaii, and we're a small island state, and we share a sense of community, and we're optimistic that the companies and local business here want, and those who want to do business in Hawaii will value and share the respect we have for community as well. And I guess when we see in what AES has done and listen to the process and providing these benefits, and hopefully will continue to provide benefits in other ways, we hope that we can look at the broader picture of how these benefits will benefit the community as a whole and our state.
The power outage, I think, impacted some businesses there on the North Shore. You know, I heard there was a surf meet that was canceled. You know, people were out of power for a while. Down over in Waimanalo when they had the demonstration with the Sherwood Forest and the park plans over there, I think there was vandalism on the construction equipment that was left on site. Mm-hmm. And I think it just raises some concerns about, you know, what could happen up on Mauna Kea.
There's been a lot of discussion about the economic impact. And yes, that's definitely important, but we need to, it has a much broader impact. It has social impact, education impact, a community impact. So while there's always been discussion about the economic impact, we need to think more broader as to how this will impact today as well as the future. You know, again, we need to look at it holistically and in a very a much broader picture as to how it's going to affect the communities today as well as the way our communities will be formed tomorrow as well and the future generations to come.
Do you think that if the state had moved quicker to deal with Mauna Kea, that we wouldn't be in this position that we're in?
That's been part of the dialogue, that if the state had moved quicker, then you know, we may not be in this situation. But I think we need to start focusing and now moving ahead. What can we do? It's too late to correct the action or inaction. And I hope this is a lesson learned that we need to be respecting each other's views. And while we may not agree, we hear that, we may not agree, but can we at least move forward? And we need to do that. We're at a critical juncture in our state, and there's so many challenges out there. And if we want to continue to address these challenges and build a better future for Hawaii, we cannot do it the way that is going on now and the way it's been done in the past.
I believe the governor and the mayor are still out of town, but has there been any effort to have a meeting of the minds, you know, with private sector and the government leaders?
At this point, there has not been a call for a meeting of the minds. And if in the future they do call a meeting, we are all in, because we need to be part of this effort. And it's not only a public issue, it's a private issue, it's a community issue, it's a statewide issue. And we need to all be in this together and discuss these critical and serious issues that are presented to us today.
It sounds like because there are so many pieces, I guess, that need to be transported over to the North Shore, that this is really going to be kind of a long and drawn-out scenario.
That's part of the process. You know, if there is another way to bring the equipment in a faster, more efficient way, then obviously that would have been done. But this is this current situation. And again, by the rule of law, following the process, once public safety is part of the equation, then you know, that raises serious concern, and we hope that the protesters will realize that while they are being heard and their right to be heard, that we all think about the broader impact and the challenges that will abound if this continues. There will be an impact. And so can we really afford that as a state? And we don't think we can afford that as a state if we want to meet our goals, if we want to promote a healthy community, healthy economy, and a more viable state that will be faced with many challenges to come. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we need to start changing the framework and the mindset of how we go through this decision-making process. We hope that this is the light at the end of the tunnel, that something will come out of it in a positive way. At least we can hope for that.
Any plans to reach out to Senate President or House Speaker?
I believe Senate President, House Speaker understands the business community's concerns about what is going on and the impact it will have on, you know, on Hawaii investment in Hawaii. And we hope that government leaders, whether it's the governor or the mayor, call a meeting, as well as if we can all come together. And if there is a call again for us to be part of that, we will be there. You know, we've expressed over and over that investment is needed in Hawaii, and any efforts to undermine efforts to address the cost of doing business as well as the cost of living is a concern for the business community.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. Really appreciate you making time for us.
Absolutely.
That was Sherry Minor McNamara of the Chamber of Commerce talking about the potential business backlash as we see the stepped-up protests happening across the state.